The fashion thing infects everything they do. Every single thing. Shoes, for instance. These guys we're looking for tonight, every time I've seen them, they've had different shoes. What, like sneakers? Sure, like they play basketball for a living. One time they got $200 Reeboks, brand new out of the box. Next time I see them, Reeboks are completely unacceptable, and it's got to be Nikes or something. Air this, air that. Or it's suddenly Caterpillar boots or Timberlands. Leather, then Gore-Tex, then leather again. Black, then that yellow color like a work boot. Always with the laces undone. Then it's back to the running shoes again, only this time it's Adidas with the little stripes. $200-$300 a pop. For no reason. It's insane. I said nothing, just drove with my eyelids locked open and my eyeballs stinging. You know why it is? Because of the money. They've got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. Like jackets. Have you seen the jackets they wear? One week, it's got to be North Face, all shiny and puffy, full of goose feathers. Doesn't matter whether it's winter or summer, because these guys are only out at night. The next week, shiny is yesterday's news. Maybe North Face is still okay, but now it's got to be microfiber. Then it's leather jackets, wool with leather sleeves. $200-$300 a pop. Each style lasts about a week. Crazy, I said, because I had to say something. That's the money. They don't know what to do with it. So they get into change for change's sake. It infects everything. Guns, too, of course. Like these particular guys. They liked Heckler & Koch MP5Ks. Now they have Uzis, according to you. You see what I mean? With these guys, even their weapons are fashion items, the same as their sneakers or their jackets, or their actual product, which brings everything full circle. Their demands change all the time, in every arena, cars even. They like Japanese, mostly, which is about fashions coming in from the West Coast, I guess. But one week it's Toyotas, next week it's Hondas, then it's Nissans. The Nissan Maxima was a big favorite 2-3 years ago, like the one you stole. Then it's Lexuses. It's a mania. Their watches, too. Huh. They're wearing Swatches, then they're wearing Rolexes. They don't see a difference. Complete madness. Of course, being in the market, speaking as a supplier, I'm not complaining. Market obsolescence is what we aim for, but it gets a little rapid at times. Gets hard to keep up. So you're in the market. What's your guess? You thought I was an accountant? I thought you were a rug importer. I am. I import a lot of rugs. Okay. But that's fundamentally a cover. You think you don't have to take precautions these days? Selling athletic shoes to people like that? He kept on laughing. There was a lot of nervous tension in there. I drove on. He calmed down. Looked through the side window, looked through the windshield. Started talking again, like it served his own purpose as much as it served mine. You ever wear sneakers? No. Because I'm looking for somebody to explain it to me. There's no rational difference between a Reebok and a Nike, is there?
I wouldn't know.
I mean, they're probably made in the same factory, out in Vietnam somewhere. They're probably the same shoe until they put the logo on.
Maybe. I really wouldn't know. I was never an athlete, never wore that type of footwear.
Is there a difference between a Toyota and a Honda?
I wouldn't know.
Why not?
Because I never had a POV.
What's a POV?
Privately owned vehicle. What the Army would call a Toyota or a Honda or a Nissan or a Lexus.
So what do you know?
I know the difference between a Swatch and a Rolex.
Okay. What's the difference?
There isn't one. They both tell the time.
That's no answer.
I know the difference between an Uzi and a Heckler & Koch. He turned on his seat.
Good. Great. Explain it to me. Why would these guys junk their Heckler & Kochs in favor of Uzis?
The Cadillac hummed onward. I shrugged at the wheel, fought a yawn. It was a nonsense question, of course. The Hartford guys hadn't junked their MP5Ks in favor of Uzis. Not in reality. Elliot and Duffy hadn't been aware of Hartford's weapon du jour, and they hadn't been aware that Beck knew anything about Hartford, that's all. So they had given their guys Uzis, probably because they were lying around closest to hand. But theoretically, it was a very good question. An Uzi is a fine, fine weapon. A little heavy, maybe. Not the world's fastest cyclic rate, which might matter to some people. Not much rifling inside the barrel, which compromises accuracy a little bit. On the other hand, it's very reliable, very simple, totally proven, and you can get a 40-round magazine for it. A fine weapon. But any Heckler & Koch MP5 derivative is a better weapon. They fire the same ammunition faster and harder. They're very, very accurate. As accurate as a good rifle, in some hands. Very reliable. Flat out better. A great 1970s design up against a great 1950s design. Doesn't hold true in all fields, but with military ordnance, modern is better. Every time. There's no reason, I said. Makes no sense to me.
Exactly. It's about fashion. It's an arbitrary whim. It's a compulsion. Keeps everybody in business, but drives everybody nuts, too.
His cell phone rang. He juggled it up out of his pocket and answered it by saying his name, short and sharp, and a little nervously.
Beck.
It sounded like a cough. He listened for a long time, made his call to repeat an address and directions, and then clicked off and put the phone back in his pocket.
That was Duke. He made some calls. Our boys aren't anywhere in Hartford, but they're supposed to have some country place a little way south and east. Duke figures that's where they're holed up, so that's where we're going.
What are we going to do when we get there?
Nothing spectacular. We don't need to make a big deal out of it. Nothing neat, nothing fancy. Situation like this, I favor just mowing them down. An impression of inevitability, you know? But casual. Like, you mess with me, then punishment is definitely swift and certain. But not like I'm in a sweat about it.
You lose customers that way.
I can replace them. I've got people lining up around the block. That's the truly great thing about this business. Supply and demand is tilted way in favor of demand.
You gonna do this yourself?
He shook his head. That's what you and Duke are for.
Me? I thought I was just driving.
You already wasted two of them. A couple more shouldn't bother you.
I turned the heater down a click and worked on keeping my eyes open.
Bloody wars, I said to myself.